I would ask you first to introduce yourself. What is your name? Where do you live? And something about your life and your job.
Okay. My name is Rex Doyle, and I live in London, where I've been a poet. Well, I come from London, so I'm a Londoner, but I've spent a lot of my career living in provincial cities. I work at the moment as a teacher in a drama school in a city called Guildford, about 30 miles from London, which trains actors for the theatre and for musical theatre. And it's connected to the University of Surrey, so and they're just going to build a new building within the university for us.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent... I'm 74 years old now, so I've spent quite a long time in the theatre. I was trained at the Webber Douglas, and I fortunately went to a theatre called the Belgrade Theatre in Coventry immediately after leaving on a very minor capacity. And it was there that I met a lot of very good directors, John Dexter, Lindsay Anderson, Clifford Williams, and a host of actors who all then went on to have very illustrious careers. And it was a very good beginning, though I was only in a minor capacity. And then I worked in children's theatre with Brian Way and did a lot, mostly as an actor working in regional theatres. And then after working for about 6 or 7 years, I became interested in directing.
Mm-hmm.
And I then started directing as well, and was associated with a small theatre in Farnham, where I started working with young people and schools, and working also within the theatre, the body of the theatre, doing productions, acting in productions, and then went to the city of Sheffield to a new theatre called The Crucible that had only been opened a year. It's known now for being a centre for snooker, but it does actually have a very good repertory theatre, and I worked there for about 10 years with the young people in the community, writing plays, commissioning plays, doing workshops, working with young people, building a big children's theatre festival every summer. And I left there in the 80s and came back to live in London. And since then, I've worked as a freelance director. I've done some acting. I've been taken off on tour around Russia, Romania, the Czech Republic, with Shakespeare, and taken a physical theatre show to Canada. We toured Canada. And now I'm here in Bulgaria working with these wonderful actors in this little tiny village of Patalenica, which I didn't believe I ever knew about until I met Todor Dimitrov, so that's how I'm here.
And why did you come to Bulgaria in Petalenica village? Do you work in some project, or you have another reason, like friends or specific theatre motivation?
No, the reason why I'm here is through Todor, who I met. He came over to London about 2 years ago now, and I met him through another friend, and he's become a very good friend, and we've talked, and he comes around to our house, and then one day he said to me, would I be interested in coming to work on a Shakespeare play? And I immediately said, well, yes, because you don't often get those chances. And so I'm here through Todor, but I find that actually coming here, I found a great sympathy and an enjoyment and a sharing of working methods that has helped enormously to try and build this strange play Pericles that we're working on at the moment, and we open this coming Friday, tomorrow in fact, yes.
And why did you choose Shakespearean's Pericles? It's not so famous play here in Bulgaria. Your colleagues prefer more popular plays like Hamlet, Taming of the Shrew, Midnight, Summer Dream, Romeo and Juliet, and so on.
Yeah, well, I chose the play partly because I knew that I wasn't going to be working in my own language and that I was working on the translation. So I wanted to work on a play that I knew well, because that helped enormously with the text. So, and I'd recently done Pericles a couple of times, working with my students. and found the play fascinating and very open and very, there's a lot of variety in it. And also, the play is set in the Mediterranean, based almost on the Greek plays, with a chorus, and it goes to Turkey and to Greece. And so I thought, well, that's quite close to Romania, and I thought, well, it would be good to do a play that has a connection with the actual locality in which the play was thought of. Mm-hmm. It is an old ancient myth or story, and it's like a fairy story. And in fact, when it was first written, which is one of the late Shakespeare plays, it was exceedingly popular, one of the most popular plays, and it had a very good life when it was first written. And then for some reason or other, it went out of fashion. And it's only recently been revived at the Royal Shakespeare Company and various other companies. And I saw a really interesting production by Nina Gawa, who is the very famous Japanese director, who took a company of Japanese actors to London, played at the National Theatre, in a really quite magical production. So I realised, seeing it in Japanese, that it would live very happily with another language, and I think Bulgarian suits it very well, really.
Mm-hmm. And tell us something more about how do you work with these children, students and actors. Tell us some of your successes and difficulties in your director's work.
Well, I feel the assets is I work a lot initially through play, which we do quite a lot of theatre games, which appeal to the young kids a lot because they just take it as being a game that you play with people. But they have connections with the work of the actor, in that one is trying to build an ensemble rather than building individual performances. So you try to find a common way of putting the play across to the audience. So it means that there's a lot of freedom, and there's a lot of imagination in the earlier days, which I think appeals to some people. Find that very difficult. The difficulty with that, though, is also coming down to the fact that you have also got to be disciplined as an actor.
Yes.
So the discipline eventually becomes a self-discipline, and you can't really impose that on people. They've got to find it from within themselves. So we have to have freedom, and we have to have discipline, and I think that those two things are quite difficult to find. The actors and the young people, the students and the young people, it's a bit like a family. You have to find a level of communication and a level of discipline, kindness and exasperation with each other that can sometimes get in the way of, come on, let's get on with the work. On the other hand, if you trust the people and they've absorbed the methods that you've been doing earlier on, it can give a really joyful, easy communication with the audience. And we're beginning to find that now. There is quite a struggle. There's a sense of excitement at this stage because we're going to put it on. But there's also coming to terms that the text has to be accurate. You have to be sometimes in a very precise place with somebody else, otherwise you mess the whole thing up. So that struggle is there, but it's a healthy struggle, and I think I welcome that, rather than just people being ordered around and told to stand there and told to say the line that way and not taking in what they have contributed, which is a lot. They're very good at listening to a possible idea and then getting up and putting it into practice. Tidying it is a little more difficult, but on the whole, whichever way you work in the theatre, there's always a struggle. So as long as it's a healthy, happy struggle, that's the important thing to me. And the fact that they are very open, they're very warm, they're very, very friendly, and have treated me with respect and with a great deal of love, I feel, which is really, really, really good. It's a really satisfying experience. I would like to tell the listeners that we're doing two performances at 9 o'clock this Friday and this Saturday in the school gardens in Patalenica, and that the performance is free, and we would very much welcome anybody to come and see our work and hope that they enjoy it.
Okay, thank you for this interview. I wish you good luck tomorrow and the day after tomorrow.
Thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.